Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 27th. You'll be interested to know. 63 years ago today, in 1962, NASA launched the Mariner 2 spacecraft, marking humanity's first successful interplanetary mission. This pioneering journey to Venus provided invaluable data about the planet's atmosphere and surface, significantly enhancing our understanding of the solar system. The success of Mariner 2 paved the way for future explorations, inspiring generations to reach beyond our world and explore the cosmos. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. The swell is from the southwest, and the wind is sideshore at just 1 mile per hour. As the day goes on, expect the waves to build slightly to 3+ feet by late morning, with onshore winds increasing to 6 miles per hour by noon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 2-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds, and the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 5 feet at 12:15 p.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide at 6:45. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Starting Thursday, expect fair conditions with waves around 1 to 2 feet, gradually building to 2 to 3 feet by the afternoon. Friday maintains this size with clean conditions early, but winds shift slightly, leading to fair surf later. Saturday sees a steady increase, with waves reaching 3 to 5 feet, though conditions remain fair throughout the day, offering plenty of rideable options. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 73 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:25. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 75 with a light west-southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with patchy fog returning after 11 p.m. and a low around 67. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog in the mornings on Thursday and Friday, with cloudy skies and highs near 77 and 79. Saturday and Sunday will be sunny, with highs around 78. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the upper 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, LA is taking a significant step toward changing the way parking is handled in new housing developments. On Tuesday, the City Council's Planning and Land Use Committee voted 3-1 to advance a proposal that could allow developers to determine the number of parking spots required, or even eliminate parking entirely. Committee Chair Bob Blumenfield emphasized that the goal is to provide options rather than eliminate parking altogether. While some community members are already voicing concerns about the potential impact on local residents. If approved by the full council, the proposal would be explored further to assess the feasibility and implications of this policy shift. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark, the Indiana Fever star and the number one pick in the 2024 WNBA draft, has been announced as Nike's newest signature athlete. This exciting partnership includes the launch of a unique logo, a collection of sportswear and apparel, and a signature sneaker set to debut in 2026. Clark expressed her pride in joining the ranks of all-time greats, emphasizing, "This is more than just a logo. It's a dream come true." Her logo collection will be available starting October 1st, with a navy and yellow shirt releasing on September 1st. Clark's remarkable journey continues as she breaks records and inspires fans globally. In local sports, last night in Los Angeles, the Dodgers won over the Reds 6-3. Clayton Kershaw earned the win with 5 innings of one-run ball. Austin Hayes hit a home run for the Reds, but the boys in blue responded with 2 in the 4th and 3 in the 6th. The Dodgers finished with 10 hits and 0 errors, leaving 7 runners on base. The Dodgers' record is now 76-57. Tonight, they clash again with the Reds in Los Angeles for the final game of this 3-game series. Shohei Ohtani is 0-1 with a 4.61 earned run average, faces Nick Lodolo, who is 8-6 with a 3.05. First pitch at 5:40 at Dodger Stadium with a clear sky and temperature around 84 degrees. In top news, a new private school called Alpha School is making waves in Virginia, offering a unique education model for $65,000 a year. Students will study for just 2 hours a day using adaptive apps, while afternoons focus on essential life skills. Instead of traditional teachers, students will have guides. Co-founder Mackenzie Price emphasizes that children do not need to be in class all day. With support from influential backers, Alpha aims to expand into charter schools. Critics question the effectiveness of this model for less motivated students, but proponents argue it encourages individualized learning. In business news, tech executives are urging young people to rethink the value of college degrees in light of industry changes. Palantir CEO Alex Karp stated that work performance is far more important than educational background, claiming that joining Palantir guarantees career success. Apple CEO Tim Cook echoed this sentiment, noting that half of Apple's U.S. workforce lacks 4-year degrees. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang suggested he would choose different subjects if he were in college today. With many successful leaders in tech being dropouts, the conversation around education and skills is evolving, emphasizing adaptability and relevant experience over formal credentials. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $112,000. Ethereum is up 4% to just over $4,600. And XRP is up 4% to $3.00. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are making groundbreaking strides in translating the inner monologue, which could be a game changer for patients facing mobility issues or speech-related disabilities. A team at Stanford's Neuroprosthetics Translational Laboratory has developed a brain-computer interface, or BCI, that interprets neural activity from the brain's motor cortex. This method allows for the decoding of imagined speech, providing a voice to individuals unable to communicate effectively. While current technology has a limited vocabulary and an error rate of up to 33%, future improvements may enhance accuracy and restore fluent speech to those affected by paralysis. Entertainment news. Get ready for the 10 most important movies set to shape the awards season in 2025. From The Long Walk, based on a Steph King novel about a life-or-death walking contest, to One Battle After Another, featuring Paul Thomas Anderson and Leonardo DiCaprio, the lineup is intriguing. Dwayne Johnson stars in The Smashing Machine, while the Persian thriller, It Was Just an Accident, won the Palme d'Or this summer. Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein, Bugonia, starring Emma Stone, and J. Kelly, featuring George Clooney, promised to captivate audiences. Finally, James Cameron's Avatar, Fire and Ash, and Chalamet's Marty Supreme round out this exciting year. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "Leave the beaten track occasionally and dive into the woods. Every time you do so, you will be certain to find something that you have never seen before." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.